Hello, students. With this lecture, I'm primarily talking about information in Chapter 29 when we're dealing with Eastern European civilization in the 20th century, but I'll touch on a little bit of information in Chapter 28 as well. The title of this lecture is Russia and the Gulag, and what I'll be really focusing on with this lecture, with the key characteristic of a civilization, would be the complex institutions, and I'll really be dealing with the government and how the government of Russia in the 20th century instituted the Gulag system to contain its population. The Gulag was the Soviet system of forced labor camps. They were first established in 1919 under the Cheka, which was the Soviet secret police, and that's spelled Cheka. And it was, as I said, developed in 1917 to guard against counter-revolutionary activity. It was really in the 1930s that the camp populations reached significant numbers. And there are historians that would suggest that the Gulag system was actually more harmful to the population of Russia than the concentration camps of World War II were to the Jewish population. The historians have suggested that more people died in the Russian Gulag system. By 1934, the Gulag had several million inmates. The pronunciation we would have for Gulag in English would be the Main Directorate for Corrective Labor Camps. That's what in English what the Gulag would mean, the Main Directorate for Corrective Labor Camps. And by 1934, there were over several million inmates in the Gulag system of Russia. Some brief background on the Gulag penal system. In the beginning, the Gulag was associated with the entire penal labor system in Russia. These camps housed criminals of all types. But in later years, especially during Stalin's purge, they became associated with political prisoners and a mechanism for repressing political opposition. At least 476 separate camps housing more than 14 million people between 1929 and 1953 existed. That's quite staggering. Again, and those are the ones we know about, more than 476 separate camps. More than 1 million people died in the Gulag from 1934 to 1953. How would you get into a Gulag? Well, you could be imprisoned in a Gulag because of an unexcused absence from work, petty theft, or anti-government jokes. As you'll see from the map that I have in the very next slide, gulags were put into remote areas of Russia, like in Siberia. With this map, you can actually get some kind of a vision of how many gulag camps were spread throughout Russia during the middle part of the 20th century. And as you can see, there are quite a few, and they were quite, in many cases, in remote places of the country, places you would not want to be. So this map represents the Gulag camps which existed between 1923 and 1961, and it's based on data from the Human Rights Society Memorial. Some of the camps only existed for a part of the Gulag's existence, but as you can see from the map, it was quite extensive. With this next slide, I really want to get at the heart of how the Gulag changed through time. What it started as and what it ended as were two different things. The Gulag came to mean the Soviet repressive system itself. It basically became a set of procedures that prisoners actually called the meat grinder. People were arrested, interrogated, and transported in unheated cattle cars. You should definitely see some parallels with Hitler's concentration camps. The gulag would literally destroy families because it separated the members and wore the members of the family down. As I said, gulag camps were started under Lenin, but they really expanded and took on a whole new context under Stalin. And that's when they really are going to shift. It was in the early 1930s that we see a drastic tightening of the Soviet penal policy, which caused the growth of these prison camps. And then the Great Purge of 1937-1938, where there were mass arrests of the population, really caused another upsurge in inmates. Once again, with the centralization of agriculture, which is known as the collectivization movement, that and the change in industry, that really changed the face of the prison camps as well. As I talked about in my PowerPoint lecture, Stalin needed to satisfy a need for increased food supplies, and he also wanted to rapidly industrialize the country of Russia. So Stalin's first 5-year plan called for an organization of the peasantry into collective units that the authorities could easily control. This collectivization program really encompassed compounding the peasants' land and animals into collective farms. So this really creates a kind of a serfdom. And Stalin especially targeted the kulaks. The kulaks were a class of wealthy peasants. Stalin claimed that they had ensnared the rest of the peasantry into a capitalistic endeavors, and he really wanted to make them scapegoats, in a sense. With this chart, you can see the number of Gulag prisoners who actually were held captive in a gulag during Stalin's reign. As you can see, the number of prisoners really increases in the late 30s and in the late 40s, early 50s. The number of prisoners really increases dramatically. And we do have deaths resulting as well. But again, in some cases, it's hard to get clear statistics. But you can see that through different times of Stalin's rule, the number of Gulag prisoners really did increase dramatically. What were the conditions like in the Gulag system? While conditions in the Gulag varied across time and place, regardless of the time or the place, the prisoners always faced meager food rations, inadequate clothing, overcrowding, poor housing, awful hygiene, and insufficient health care. The majority of prisoners were compelled to perform physical labor with very primitive tools and machinery that was primitive, and both the tools and the machinery was often in short supply. The mortality in the Gulag camps in 1934 to 1940 was 4 times higher than the average in Russia. That's quite striking. I want to leave you with this lasting photograph of a day in the life of the working in the Gulag prison camps. As you can see, the men are working in a very cold place. There looks to be snow on the ground. They're using tools that do not look all that sophisticated. They're like sledgehammers. Life was pretty fierce. And when you think next week, we're going to be watching a video about a day in the life of a gulag prisoner. And I want you to kind of reflect back on this image you're seeing now with the workers huddled around and looking cold and a very barren landscape. Life was very difficult in these work camps, these prison camps, if you will.